Welcome to the Dream Factory, a warm, cozy, and extremely lovely place where only the most visceral nightmares and pleasure-driven musings of its residents are mercilessly extracted and sold for the pure enjoyment of others. The Dream Factory, a new novel by Mark Marcus. Now available on your Apple device, Kindle, and on Amazon.com. Go to CandleShorePublishing.com/Dream Factory.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to CandleShore. So I'm in the store today. I was in the store today, and I saw something that I've been thinking about maybe for the last, well, couple of years, but today it just kind of crystallized in my mind. So we're in the store, and this was a grocery store. And there's about five lines of people checking out. And they were very, very long. And they had three other aisles that were self-checkout lines. And this is a grocery store. And there was nobody using it. And they had, I don't know if you've ever been in these, but usually they have an attendant that kind of stands in the area for people who need help using the self-checkout. The self-checkout, of course, is they have a computer and you take your purchases over to this area and you press a button. It says, welcome to the checkout. I'm just giving you a general idea. Welcome to the checkout. Please scan your purchases, set them in an area. And, it does the same thing that the checker does. And I have never liked this. I've never liked them. I think the first time I saw one, I know it was at a Kmart. I remember seeing it at Kmart. And since this was when I was living in a different part of California, I'm going to think, not that you care. You can tell I'm getting old because I'm going into details at a absolutely useless to you. But anyway, maybe 15 years ago. I think that's my first memory of it. Maybe sooner, but around 15 years ago. Maybe 14 years. Okay, moving on. Sorry. Okay, so anyway, I didn't like it then, and I still don't like it now. And the few people I've talked to about it have always said, Mark, you don't like change. Things change. You have to change with it. But if you saw the line of people that didn't like it today either, I'm not alone. So this girl kept walking up, the attendant kept walking up to people and said, we can put you, would you like to use this checkout, self-checkout? And people were declining. And finally, she just kind of yanked this one guy and said, come on, I'll help you. And so, and that's the way it was. I'm thinking about a couple of times in the past, recent past for me, the attendant, there may be one or two attendants in this area, and they'll end up taking you over to the self-checkout and actually doing the checking for you. So the only difference between what they end up doing and the person that's designated to do it normally is that you're standing on the same side of the computer as the employee. It's very interesting. I don't like it, and I'll tell you why. I always think, and I don't know why I think this, but I'm always thinking I'm going to be accused of something. I mean, it's kind of an honor system. The times that I've looked at it and have seen it, very often there is no attendant. In fact, today we decided to, I only had to get two purchased items. I only had to purchase two items, and I was using cash. So it wasn't, it's like I got to give him my credit card or my debit card. I'm always afraid of just doing this stuff. I know it's out of date. I know I'm behind the times, but the entire purchase came to about $6, I think. And one time I looked up and there was no attendant. Now, it's kind of an honor system, isn't it? Because it says, please scan your items and you're supposed to set them in this one area. But if nobody's there watching you, who's to say, let's say you buy one container of dishwashing detergent, a small one like, Palmolive or Dawn, and you just put two in your bag. I would never do this. This is not me. I want to make this clear that I wouldn't do it. But what's to stop somebody from doing it? And I've always had this fear that somehow, I don't know why or when it would occur, but that somebody would say, hey, you didn't pay for this or something. I don't know. Home Depot loves using it. They have it at Home Depot, and a lot of stores do it. And I've seen people do it. Strangely enough, most of the people that I've seen using self-checkout happen to be people above the age of 60, you know, older Americans, older people, which just cracks me up. I admire people who like to do it. I think it's great. I have seen a couple of times when things go wrong and you can't find the attendant and you got to leave your purchase and all your stuff. And I think it's gotten a lot better. This is in stark contrast to if you think about self-checkout. I guess the very first time we did it had to do with gas stations, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of the last time I was at a gas station where there was an attendant. Well, now I take it back. There are some areas here where if you're willing to pay a premium, and some people do, they still have an attendant that will come out and pump the gas for you. But the last time that happened when I was in a car that we did that, I felt guilty. Isn't that weird? When it comes to pumping gas, I'd much prefer to do it. Okay? It's just no problem. In fact, sitting in the car and seeing some guy sitting there slave away while he's wiping the window. I mean, I'm thinking about the old school, you know, back in the middle of the last century, you know, where a guy would come out and check your oil, check your tires, the water. He'd wipe the windows. I mean, it was a big thing. It wasn't just something. It wasn't just putting the nozzle in the tank and walking away. They still do that in certain areas. And but it's just really weird how I don't like it when it has to do with inside food, groceries, purchase items. But again, in a car, I would much prefer to pump the gas than to have someone do it for me. Makes no sense at all. You know what? Now that I think about it, I think I know why. No one's going to accuse me of stealing gas, right? You know, there was a time, and I think there's still some places, although I haven't seen one in a couple of years. I think I even mentioned it on the show once, where I was amazed. This may have been in Iowa, I think, when I was getting gas, I was pumping, and you actually pumped the gas first and then paid, which just stunned me. Talk about an honor system. You'd never find that in California. Are you kidding? Please. They're lucky you don't get fingerprinted when you go up to the gas tank these days. So there you go. A little weirdness on my part. I think self-checkout is a good thing if you're up for it. There's one last aspect of this. I'm a big fan of computers. And I think what computers can do for us are marvelous. But there's just something about dealing with people that I prefer. Really. Even if it's just, hi, how was your day? Or, you know, did you guys find everything you needed? Or, I don't know. There's just something about that one-on-one customer service that I prefer, and I'm willing to wait in line for it. Because when I have that interaction with someone, it just makes me feel good. It really, and I hope they feel the same. You know? Okay, there you have it. Hey, remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.